On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
The Queen has been greeting people in Windsor to celebrate her 90th birthday. Kieran has the latest for KMFM.
Well, the band of the Coldstream Guards played Happy Birthday to the Queen in Windsor, where she arrived wearing a yellow coat and hat and received cards and flowers from well-wishers. And at midday, guns were fired in salute in London's Hyde Park and at Edinburgh Castle. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has paid tribute in the Commons.
Her first Prime Minister in 1952 was Winston Churchill. Like him and all those that have followed, I can testify that she is quite simply one of the best audiences in the world. There's no one else in public life that any Prime Minister can really speak to in total confidence.
This afternoon, the Queen will attend a lunch with other 90-year-olds and then light a beacon at Windsor Castle before more than 1,000 are lit across the country. Details of where the beacons are in Kent are at kentonline.co.uk. The Lord Lieutenant of Kent, Viscount de Lisle, is the Queen's personal representative in the county. He says her tour to Margate in 2011 was a special day.
People knowing the route all the way from Manston into Margate, and there were about, in the old town and outside the Turner Contemporary, about 3,000 people, which is quite amazing. She went round to all the new businesses.
In 2005, Kent's double Olympic champion Kelly Holmes was made a dame in the New Year honours. She says it was a day she'll never forget.
I think I was just overwhelmed by the day. I took my mum and my stepdad and my granddad to Buckingham Palace and, you know, went from Riding Park around the corner here in the Kent State in a big limo type thing. And, you know, it's one of those moments you don't, you know, how many times you get to do that sort of thing. Very, very rare.
We've been asking children at Hollingbourne Primary near Maidstone what they think about her.
I think she's a really nice person and very helpful to other people.
She's respectful and she likes her job, I think, and she's quite nice to everybody.
KMFM News.
Two men, including one from Kent, have been found guilty of smuggling more than £100,000 worth of assault rifles and submachine guns into the UK. Harry Schilling from Raspberry Hill Farm in Iwade and Michael Dufresne from Bexley Heath have been convicted at the Old Bailey. The weapons arrived at Cuxton Marina last summer. Rob Lewin from the National Crime Agency says they are incredibly dangerous weapons.
One is like an AK-47 assault rifle and the other one's a submachine gun, both of which can fire somewhere in the region of 800 rounds a minute. So, devastating effects if they're in the wrong hands.
The men will be sentenced next month. Police investigating an alleged sex attack at a shopping centre in North Kent say they want to reassure us it was an isolated incident. 11 people have been arrested after a woman in her 20s told officers she was bundled into a van at Bluewater last month and subjected to an attack lasting over an hour. Officers say they're not looking for anyone else. The former Sheffield United striker Ched Evans has won an appeal against his conviction for raping a 19-year-old woman but must now face a retrial. It's after judges at the Court of Appeal heard new evidence concerning the allegations, which the footballer has always denied. Evans's lawyer, Sean Draycott, spoke after the ruling.
He wants to thank his lawyers, as well as his partner, Natasha, their families and friends, and all those members of the public who have offered him support throughout.
KMFM News.
A new system to ensure unaccompanied children arriving from Europe are spread across the country will be brought in to help ease pressure on services in Kent. It comes after Kent MP Helen Grant called on other local authorities to take a share of newly arrived refugees. The Immigration Minister says the move will come into force by the summer. Figures show there are nearly 900 asylum-seeking children without their parents in the county. And she's famous for her cakes, but now a bake-off star from Kent has come up with a new ice cream. Chetna Macon from Broadstairs has created the dessert after being approached by the town's famous ice cream parlour, Morelli's. The mum of two told us how she came up with the idea of peanut and sesame brittle with caramel.
It is a fusion of cultures because the sweet inspiration comes from India and we are having an ice cream gelato. So it can't be more fusion than this.
KMFM Showbiz.
Adele has topped a table of the UK's richest musicians under 30. With more on that and some other showbiz stories this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, according to the Sunday Times top 50 music millionaires list, the Hello singer is now worth a staggering £85 million. That's up £35 million following the release of her album 25. It means she's now way ahead of Ed Sheeran, who's listed with £45 million. Now, it's one of the most anticipated movies of the summer, and finally, a full-length trailer for the new Jason Bourne film has been released. It shows Matt Damon's character involved in a fight in the desert and taking part in a huge car chase through Las Vegas. It's in cinemas in July. And Beyoncé is hoping to raise money for a number of good causes on her Formation tour, which starts next Wednesday. She's offering fans a chance to win tickets or upgrades by supporting various charities.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.